This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Duncan, huge day today if you Massive. Shop at Woolworths.
Remember to put your reusable bags in the back of your car because stuff changes today.
Yes, Woolworths is banning the plastic bag from today and Coles next week, which is going to make a huge difference. And joining us on the line right now is Ryan Collins, who is the Recycling Programs Manager at Planet Ark, to explain the impact that this change is going to have. Good morning, Ryan.
Good morning.
Lay it out for us, Ryan. How big a deal is this?
This is a huge deal. In the past, Aussies have gone through about 13 million plastic checkout bags a day.
A day? 13 million a day?
That's right. So up to 5 billion a year. So it's massive.
I had no idea it was that much.
Yeah, Woolworths alone, we're giving away $3.2 billion per year. They've come up with those figures themselves. So this is a huge deal.
Crumps. I don't even know where to go now, Ryan. I'm floored by that. So this is a huge change.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Banning the supermarkets have done really well to ban the plastic, single-use plastic bags. It is going to make a big difference to litter, as well as the plastic going to landfill as well.
Mate, is it reasonable or fair to anticipate that we could be living in a plastic-free world? I just feel like there's so many products that are wrapped in plastic. It doesn't feel like we will ever get there.
Yeah, look, I'm not sure if we'll ever get plastic-free. Plastic does have a lot of good uses. It's used in the medical industry, and in some ways, it also helps prevent food waste as well. So food waste is another big issue, and we probably need to look at both food waste and plastic waste at the same time together, which the supermarkets are doing, which is great. There was a survey that showed that about 7 out of 10 customers thought that the supermarkets did have to reduce waste through using recyclable packaging and finding alternative uses for waste. So, everyone's on board with this. And looking forward to seeing that waste and litter reduced.
13 million bags a day, Ryan. What impact is that not going out, not being in the world, going to have on our environment?
Yeah, well, it's going to mean there's less plastic that's harming wildlife like turtles, fish, dolphins, whales and birds. It's also going to reduce the impact of that plastic has on our coral reefs. Research has shown that it can actually damage coral reefs. It can also reduce the sunlight that gets to coral reefs as the plastic breaks down. And it's also going to, reduce those microplastics that potentially enter our food chain through seafood as well. And we're going to reduce the amount of those plastic bags that are made from fossil fuel, a non-renewable resource as well. So, yeah, it's going to make some great impacts, some positive impacts on the environment.
I know that there's new bags that you can buy. So rather than the old plastic bags that are free, you can buy plastic bags. I've seen people post, if you bring your own bags and not buy these, you could save yourself $55 a year. But I'm wondering, how much better for the environment are these reusable bags?
Well, as long as those reusable bags are continually reused, it is going to reduce the waste that is being littered and going to landfill. There was actually a review when the ACT's bag ban came into place. They found that annual plastic bag waste actually dropped from it was about 266 tonnes to 171 tonnes.
Right.
So whilst it was still that heavier plastic reusable bag in the system, taking all the lightweight plastic bags out of the system did have a good impact.
Ryan, at home for the Robinson family, what kind of simple changes can we make so we could be a recycling juggernaut?
First of all, you know, where you can, refuse single-use plastic. So that means, you know, taking your drink bottle, your water bottle, taking your own coffee cups, you know, refusing straws, and of course, don't forget your plastic bags. And, you know, keep the pressure up on the supermarkets to reduce their packaging on those fruit and veggie items and as well. They're doing a lot of work to reduce that packaging, so we need to keep the pressure up on them. You can also, you know, make sure you're recycling right. So either check with your local council or we have a Recycling Near You website where it tells you where you can drop off those recyclable items that don't go in your curbside bin, like computers, TVs, printer cartridges and mobile phones, etc. And fourthly, we have a new recycling label in partnership with the Australian Packaging Covenant organisation. It's basically a simple label that tells you what to do with the packaging, whether to put it in the recycling bin, whether it goes in the general waste bin, or whether you can, like soft plastics, take it back to Coles and Woolies to be recycled.
Brilliant. Ryan, thank you so much for joining us today, and a day of celebration for recycling.
It is, it is. Thanks very much for letting me have a chat with you.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.